Hello students, I am Fred Asibe, your SS1 mathematics teacher. In today's lesson, I will be teaching on a topic called construction. But before I proceed, I will want you to look at the objective of today's lesson. Now, the objective of today's lesson is that at the end of this lesson, you should be able to define construction. To construct a perpendicular line. Construct some special angles and bisect a given angle. Now let's start with definition of construction. Now you ask, what is construction? Now construction in geometry means to draw shapes, angles or lines accurately by using only compass, straight edge or ruler, and a pencil. Once again, construction in geometry means to draw shapes, angles, or lines accurately by using only compass, straight edge or ruler, and a pencil. That's what construction is. Now, in every construction, it starts with a point. In other words, every construction starts with a point. And what is this point? A point is a location. In other words, it occupies a position and it has no magnitude and no size. That is, a point has no width, it has no length or depth. In fact, it is zero dimensional. Yes, a point is shown by a dot and named by letters. That's why you have point A to point B, point C to point D, and so on. Now let's look at what line is. A line is a narrow path between two points, or it is the shortest distance between two points. So a line is a narrow path between two points, or the shortest distance between two points. That is from point A to point B is a line. Now let's look at the construction of a perpendicular. How do we construct a perpendicular? But before we go into construction of a perpendicular, let's know what a perpendicular line is. Now, a perpendicular line is a line which meets a given line at right angle. Once again, a perpendicular line is a line which meets a given line at right angle. Now, the angle between these two straight lines is 90 degrees. Yes, the angle between the two straight lines that meet is what? 90 degrees. So they meet at 90 degrees. Now let's look at construction of a perpendicular line. Now the following are the steps one have to take to construct a perpendicular line. Now number one step is that you have to draw the given straight line. Let's say line AB should be 10 centimeters. You can take 10 centimeters, you can take any size you want. Two, mark the given point. On that line AB, mark the given point you want that angle to be formed. Now with center C and any convenient radius, draw the semicircle DE. Four, with center D and E and any convenient radius, draw arcs to intersect at F. I hope you're following up those steps with your compass. Now finally, number five, a line is drawn from C through the intersection of the arcs. That line now forms what we call perpendicular. So a line drawn from C through the intersection of the arc is the perpendicular line. So that's exactly how a perpendicular line is formed or constructed. Now let's look at construction of some special angles. Now, when we talk about special angles, we are talking about angles like 60 degrees, 30 degrees, 90 degrees, 45 degrees. Now, before we start construction of these angles, let's know what an angle is. An angle is formed when two straight lines meet at a point. An angle is formed when two straight lines meet at a point. So that's what an angle is. Now, how do we construct 60 degrees? Now, how to construct an angle 60 degrees using pair of compass is to follow the following step. One have to take the following steps. So these are the procedures. One, draw a line AB of any length you want. Maybe you can take 10 centimeters and take 12 centimeters. Depends on the size you're asked to draw. Number two, indicate the point C anywhere on AB. On that line AB, indicate point C where you want that angle to be constructed. Remember, we are constructing angle 60 degrees. So, three, we center C and any convenient radius. Draw an arc to cut AB at D. With center C and any convenient radius, draw an arc to cut AB at D. And with center D and the same radius, draw an arc to cut the previous one at E. With center D and the same radius, draw an arc to cut the previous one at E. Now the fifth one, draw a line from C through E. That's to draw line CF this time. Six, FCB is the required 60 degrees angle. So the FCB is the required 60 degrees angle. That's how 60 degrees angle is constructed. Now let's look at bisection to bisect a given angle. Now, to bisect a given angle means to divide the angle into two equal angles. Once again, I say to bisect a given angle simply means to divide the angle into two equal angles. So when you have angle 60, when bisected, to give you what? 30 degrees. If you have 90, when bisected, to give you what? 45 degrees. So bisection simply means to divide the angle into two equal angles. That's what bisection is all about. Now let's look at bisection of angle 60 degrees to construct the bisector of 60 degrees. Now the following are the steps you have to take. Number one, construct an angle of 60 degrees. Construct an angle of 60 degrees. Now, with center C and any convenient radius, draw an arc to cut CF at E and CB at what? D. And with center E and any radius, draw an arc. With center D and the same radius, draw an arc to intersect the previous one at G. Fifth, join C. G, that is angle FCB is equal to 60 degrees, is bisected to give angle GCB at 30 degrees. So that's how to bisect any given angle. That's what bisection is all about. So before I call it a day, in today's lesson, I believe that you must have understood the definition of construction and construction of a perpendicular line and also construction of some special angles and bisector of a given angle. That's why we draw the curtain for today's topic. Remember to read your notes and do your assignment sent to you in website. For any question with respect to today's topic, please call me on +234 8069373792 or via WhatsApp +234 8069373792. I'm Fred Asibe, your SS1 mathematics teacher. Until when next we meet, stay safe.